Good afternoon and welcome to the Victory Lane podcast. Today I have with me Dan Davis, the publisher of Victory Lane magazine. Good afternoon and welcome to the podcast, Dan. What information have you to share with the people today?
Well, I've got some excitement and some positive, and then I've got, oh my gosh, some negative. Those are all about the two big summer spectator events that are always traditional and big crowds and great cars. The Road America July 23rd to 26th WeatherTech International races are coming up soon, featuring Can-Am and Porsche Reunion and 300 other cars. But the downer is the traditional August Monterey Motorsports Reunion that is one of the touchstones of the vintage schedule every year is canceled. So no August Monterey Motorsports Reunion, which normally would fill the mid-month about 13th through 16th of August down at Laguna Seca.
Yeah, I think we were all holding out hope there. The rest of Car Week canceled a number of weeks ago, all the other big events, Pebble and Concorso and so on, but looked like we were still going to get the races, but apparently no, that's too bad. I guess that just puts an even brighter shine on the WeatherTech International Challenge with Brian Redman.
They have a big shadow as the featured mark. Jackie Oliver won the 74 Can-Am Drivers' Championship in a shadow. The big feature is, of course, the traditional historic Can-Am race, which is Sunday afternoon at 1:15. But there is a big Porsche Reunion race also. Lots of happenings, 300 cars. You've been there many times. What has been your experience at this big Road America vintage racing extravaganza?
Road America, of course, America's National Park of Speed, they like to call it. A great venue, a fabulous track, very fast and flowing. So almost anywhere you go, you're going to see some vehicular excitement. The place itself is incredibly beautiful. Just a great place to spend an afternoon watching motorsports. And of course, Sunday afternoon features the Can-Am cars. And I got to admit that it is one of the highlights of my life to have stood on the wall of the front straight, stupidly enough, without any ear protection, listen to an entire fleet of Can-Am cars thunder by. It's a visceral experience, not just the sound, but the air moving around. That's a few moments. The real thing is that it's a great event where, you know, if you're bored, you're not trying. Thursday night, there's a big buffet. Friday night, race cars downtown, you know, so there's no shortage of things to keep you engaged at the WeatherTech. It's a great event.
Well, you talk about the downtown, those selected, I think 30 vintage race cars travel down on public roads down to the 4 mile away downtown Elkhart Lake, where they're in a big concours on the streets and they attract normally a crowd of 20,000 people. Now, what they're going to do this year, we will wait and see. And then Saturday night is the streetcar concours in downtown Elkhart. Again, another 20,000 people. And of course, on a typical weekend at the track, there's 50,000 people over the 3 days. So it's one of the big events, not only in America, but in the world. And of course, it can't get any bigger than the unlimited Can-Am cars, which in their 1966 through 74 era were the fastest, loudest, most innovative, great drivers, crazy wild series that just was one of the great high points in racing history. And they have been in the feature at Road America since 1982, every year or every other year. I think on one of the first 30th anniversary celebration, there were 70 Can-Am cars out on the track uh, just unbelievable. And of course, every year since, there's been a couple of dozen, if not more, as you say, thundering down the straight, through the turns, sliding and accelerating like dragsters, and it's quite a sight.
Well, I think this year is going to be particularly interesting in that regard because they're going to have that shadow reunion. I noticed a post on social just the other day from RM. They were out fettling a number of the shadow cars. And if you're a fan of Can-Am and especially a fan of American race engineering, I think this is going to be a great year because they're really going to have the entire history of shadow from the earliest cars to the actual championship winning one on display at the event. And that should add a frisson of excitement. Worth going.
The Can-Am grid should have a good helping, at least two or three Shadows, probably half a dozen McLarens, some McKees, some Lolas. It'll be a real selection of that era. And, of course, I have a fondness of that track because I was able to race in the very first historic Can-Am feature at Road America in 1992, and I'll boast a little bit, won the Best Can-Am Driver Award. So it is my favorite track, as you might imagine, because driving that 4.2-mile track in a car that could reach 200 miles an hour and gets your full attention and is a most satisfying achievement.
Well, yes, 200 miles an hour would have my full attention. And probably sweaty palms to boot, but there we go. What is a lap around Road America like? I know the great question is, do you lift for the kink? But, you know, why don't you walk us around Road America? We're up the front straight underneath the gantry and heading up to turn one. What's it like from there?
Well, once you get after that first lap and you settle in and you're going at top speed in fourth or fifth gear, depending on your car, the big block cars are reaching well over 210 and the small block cars are approaching 200 at that first turn. So it's a slightly banked, high speed. You lift a little bit. Some cars even touch their brakes. Sweeping right-hander down a hill through a slight bend they call turn two, but it really isn't. And then a pretty hard right that you go down a gear or two. You come out really hard, late apex, because you've got a nice straightaway back toward the way you came, up a hill to a crest, a little bend, which really gets your attention. And over that hill where you brake and the tail end gets light and you're kind of wiggling a bit and deciding whether you're going to dive to the inside or the outside to pass the guy in front of you or whatever, keep it on the track. But ideally, it's another late apex up a little hill after that left-hander under a bridge. A left hand fairly quick. You've gone up through the gears. You go down one for that little kink. Another right hander down a hill. Pretty fast short straight. Pretty fast left hander again down a gear and back up. Little short squirt entering the big carousel turn, which sweeps across the valley in one big radius where you're modulating the throttle and feeling the tail kind of wiggle out if you get too much throttle and then you back off. And in a good car, you can hold it steady or in a no wind situation. But you come out of that down another short straight to the fearsome kink. So now you're in fifth gear. And I have to confess, I always have a little confidence lift to settle the nose through there because you want a little understeer. And fast, fast, top speed almost through the kink. You go through a left-hand bend, a little right-hand bend, a little another left. It's a series of wiggles, we'll call it. Left, left, right, approaching the Canada corner, bend to the right and up a little hill under what used to be a overpass, down the short straight to turn the last turn, which is a sweeping uphill, and on up the hill to start finish. And you know, the Shadows are doing it in a little over 2 minutes. Most small blocks are doing it in a minute 10 to 15. I'm sorry, 2 minutes, a little over 2 minutes. And the small blocks a little over 210 to 215. And once you've done a lap at Road America, you've really done something, whether it's in a Formula V, a Formula Ford, an MG, a Corvette, or a Can-Am, or a Formula One. It's a wonderful, wonderful circuit.
If you have a car which can really only be let go at a place the size of Road America, it sounds like you owe it to yourself to take it out there and enjoy it.
You know, I've driven several cars and several tracks and various Can-Am cars or USRC cars, and Road America is the greatest. It's the combination of great corners, some good straights. Laguna Seca is great. Road Atlanta is great. Watkins Glen's great. But Road America is the greatest of them all.
Better than Monaco? Probably in a Can-Am car. It's got to
totally
be a lot
different.
Better than Monaco. I couldn't even make it around the corner.
Can-Am cars at Monaco with that narrow track and the close guardrails would be a real circus.
Yeah, right. To get around the station hairpin, it'd be like taking a articulated bus if you were driving a Can-Am car. You'd probably have to back up, go forward, back up, you know. Not ideal.
Well, you'd throw it in, stand on the throttle, massive oversteer, and hope you caught it when it's sideways out of the turn because you got enough power to break the rear tires loose. So that would be a fascinating exercise in car control.
There we go. Dukes of Hazzard style. My gosh. All right. Well, I have to say I'm pretty down about the cancellation of our Laguna Seca experience here. It was such a great time last year. I got to meet Ryan Falconer, and, you know, it's not often you get to meet people like that and talk shop, even though you don't know what you're talking about. We really hope that they get that sorted out for next year. Obviously, the conditions in California are not conducive to running a big spectator event, but good heavens, Road America, America's National Park of Speed, they're open. They have what we all acknowledge is one of the best events on the calendar. We all like to be there. And thank heavens, it's still on.
Well, we look forward to Monterey next year when Can-Am cars will be a feature. They were scheduled this year, but so will all the other 15 or 16 great grids from Formula One to Formula Junior to MGs and A-Bars and Ferraris. So Monterey is a great gathering worldwide significance, but we do have the WeatherTech International Challenge with Brian Redman, July 23rd, 26th, Road America. Go and enjoy. If any of you haven't entered yet and can, it's a wonderful experience. So we can't top that. Kellick, it's been good to talk to you today.
Yes, sir, Dan. Good to talk to you as always.
Bye.
Have a great afternoon.
Goodbye.
We're happy to welcome aboard Armadillo Racing as a sponsor of the podcast. Armadillo Racing, supporting road racers throughout the Pacific Northwest at the trackside and available online at armadilloracing.com. Armadillo Racing, on track with all your racing needs.